This is JIS News. Coming up, schools urged to establish safety committees. Youth minister calls on young people to help define and design policy. And Queen Diamond Jubilee Fund donates £2 million to Jamaica. The news in detail after this message.
Did you know that the Petro-Caribe Agreement contributes to Jamaica's energy security and promotes the social and economic development of our country?
Jamaica benefits from this agreement in many ways, such as
enjoying a generous repayment period for oil purchased from Venezuela,
supporting the development of our human capital through investments in education, job creation, and community development,
the ability to access resources to improve Jamaica's physical and social infrastructure, energy security, and diversification.
The Petro-Caribe Development Fund, committed to Jamaica's development.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education is urging all schools to establish safety and security committees to ensure that they are equipped to respond to incidences of violence or emergencies on their campuses. Director of Safety and Security in Schools, Sergeant Coolidge Minto, says a functional and effective safety and security committee will not only ensure proper management of emergency situations, but should also help to prevent future incidents.
A number of our schools already have this committee set up, and they are very functioning and effective. But there are a lot of schools that are still operating without this committee. And we're asking all schools at whatever level to ensure that they have a safety and security committee set up in the schools.
Sergeant Minter also reiterated the ministry's plan to install metal detectors at several secondary schools during the coming school year. National Security Minister Peter Bunting is commending the work of police personnel in St. Elizabeth, the parish with the lowest amount of violent crimes this year. Statistics quoted by the minister show a 27% reduction in murders, while shooting is down 67%, rape down 55%, and aggravated assault down by 13%.
Full commendation is due to the JCF team in St. Elizabeth. Every category of violent crime, they have been leading the way this year across Jamaica. It's not as if they're coming from a high base, because St. Elizabeth was already one of the most peaceful parishes. However, where they've not done so well is in terms of the acquisitory crimes. It's the Predel larceny, the break-ins, the larceny generally.
Minister Bunting was speaking at the handing over ceremony for a Toyota Hilux pickup donated by BMR Jamaica Wind Limited to the enforcement team in St. Elizabeth to fight predator larceny. Local charities and youth projects stand to benefit from approximately £2 million or more than $340 million from the Queen Diamond Jubilee Fund. The Queen Elizabeth Diamond Jubilee Trust is a charitable foundation established in 2012 to mark and celebrate the Queen's 60-year contribution to the Commonwealth. Under the trust, grants are being awarded to organizations working with young people in selected countries in the Commonwealth, including Jamaica. Jamaica's High Commissioner to the UK, Aluna Samba, says the £2 million in funding should see Jamaica benefiting from the implementation of programs that support the development of youth entrepreneurship, agriculture, and crime reduction. In addition to supporting youth development projects, the trust will also focus on tackling preventable blindness. Jamaica will receive £370,000 as part of the Diabetic Retinopathy Initiative, which will be coordinated by the Caribbean Council for the Blind and will also be carried out in Belize, Dominica, and St. Lucia. A total grant of £1.4 million will be spent on the initiative over the next 4 years. And Youth Minister Lisa Hanna says now is the time for the country's youth to take their place as future leaders and help to define and design policy. Addressing the second staging of the National Children's Summit Tuesday, Minister Hanna noted that it is one of the avenues through which young people can suggest solutions to the problems facing the country.
We are looking for guidance from you as to how to solve some of the problems that we're facing. So you need to now step up to the plate, and you're at a defining moment in this country. So stop joining those who believe that nothing is going in Jamaica. It is your generation that has to make something go on.
The Children's Summit was conceptualized by the Child Development Agency's advisory panel. The event targeted children ages 12 to 17 years from across the island, including those from the Child Protection System, special children's groups, and faith-based organizations. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.